To the meeting, please press 1 and I'll connect you. Please wait for the tone. Then say your name and press the pound or hash key.
Clayton.
When you hear the tone, you will be the second person to join the meeting. Joining the meeting.
Clayton.
Hello? You want me to call Gopi now or?
Are you ready? You ready to make the call now? That's fine.
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. You can do it now.
Okay.
Joining the meeting.
Gopi. Hello.
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 Okay, I'm going to dial out to him.
Okay.
Joining the meeting.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Mr. Harut.
Yes.
Yes. My name is Gopinath. Thank you for the time you're spending with us.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we are developers. We are building an app that will help plumbers. But before we actually build that, we wanted to talk to experienced plumbers like you to find out what exactly do you need. We don't want to make something and then find out nobody needs it.
Okay.
So when you think about your typical day, you know, what is it something that you would like to see improved? For example, is it getting leads? Is it getting schedules done? Is it getting parts?
Getting leads is the most important.
Oh, great. We thought so, but we...
The right leads. Because I work with the Thumbtack, and I'm not happy with them.
You are with whom?
My account.
With whom?
It's called Thumbtack.
Thumbtack?
Thumbtack.
Yeah.
Thumbtack.
With the T, Thumbtack, yeah.
Okay, Thumbtack. Oh, yeah, Thumbtack. And you closed it?
Yeah.
Because so why?
They want to give you a lead, and then they want to give the same lead to somebody else to charge for it, and they don't want to give it to you, the lead. They want to give. Instead of, they try to give you the lead, and then they change the mind, they give somebody else. They charge you for it, but they don't give it to you.
Oh, okay. That's not good. So if you take a moment and tell me, how would we would love to give you leads, but how would we like to, how would you like them? Exclusive? In other words, if he send a phone call to you, you don't want that phone call to be sent to anybody else.
Yeah, basically.
Right?
If I agree to talk, or I agree to go to them and do the job, and for example, the customer wants me to go and do the change of water heater, I give okay, and then I ask the customer to send me the phone number or the address to go do the job, and then I look in the email section. The email section was blocked, like there's nothing existing.
Oh, really? Even after talking to the customer, you talk to the customer and then they deleted the lead.
They don't want you talk to the customers. Everything goes by the email. Everything by email. And then when I want to talk to the customer, tell them, you know what? Okay, send me your address, send me your phone number so I can go there tomorrow morning. I say 9 o'clock, and then she says, no, can you come a little? I say, yeah, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever time you want, but just send me the address or call me.
Huh.
They never call, and then the screen got clear, white. You try to talk to them, then nothing happening.
Huh. So how much did they charge you for the lead?
For that lead, about $34.
$34?
Yeah.
Wow. I got
a lot of leads from the same company, but doing something small, they charged me $88. In 2 weeks, I paid about $80 of leads, $70 or $80.
Wow. And did you get the job? So you didn't get the job.
And then I got only one job, the first job. I asked the guy to call me. He called me, and that's about it. And I got the job.
So
I got disappointed.
Okay, so how could we do better for you? Would you like phone leads, phone calls transferred to you rather than email?
Yeah, email or phone call, but you cannot sell the same job to 10 people and get... One second, please.
Sure. Yeah.
Can I take one small latte, please, plain?
What's
that? A small one.
Plain latte?
That's it. Thank you. So that's what it is. Yeah, I don't want to... If I get a lead, it's got to be like you tell me, you know what, there is a job for me to do. I have to go do it. And then all of a sudden, you change your mind. You're giving the lead to somebody else. It's not fair, you know?
I agree with you. But then, you know, generating the lead costs us, you know, about $5. And we can generate leads at much cheaper than other people. But if we send it to you, and you don't pick it up soon, then we have to send it to somebody else, right?
No, that's not fair, because what happens is when they email you, you email it back, and then all of a sudden you get the call back saying that, okay, you got it, and then all of a sudden customers try to call you or try to email you. The first one... There is, say, one customer want to change a faucet. You say, okay, $400. And then the customers they send you email back saying, you know what, I'm thinking about it. All of a sudden, they charge you a lead, like $8.
Oh, so okay.
Customer responds, you know?
Okay, so how would you like to pay for the leads? What would be the perfect way for us to sell it to you?
Yeah, well, what happened is when you say, okay, give me your phone number, or you want to do the job, there you go. And then you get the message, you want to go do the job, and then that's the time you get the lead money. They say, I'm okay, I'm coming to your house to do the job tomorrow morning. And that's the good time to charge the lead. Other than that, it's good. But if the customer changes his mind every 2 weeks, how are you going to do it?
Right. But then, well, what happens to the... I totally agree with you, but suppose we send you a lead, right, and you don't pick it up. And you don't pick it up, maybe for half an hour.
My friend, there is no such a thing. When they send, this guy wants to do a job, let's say a water heater, how much?
Mm-hmm.
You say right away 400 or 300 or 500. and there is other two people, say 400, 300. And then the customers try to choose who they want to give the job. If they give you the job, they give, okay, there is my address, come tomorrow. And then that's the time to you charge the lead.
Okay, So you are saying send the customer lead to as many people, but charge only to the person who gets a job, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and at that point, are you willing to pay more, like more than $8 per lead at that point?
Of course you pay more.
Yeah.
Because you know, guarantee you get the job. That is $300
right
over there. You want to pay only $8 out of $300 out of the, you know what I mean?
I get it.
You get a job. For $300, for sure I'm going to give you $8. Honestly, in 2 weeks or 10 days, I got the Thumbtack account. I got more than 40 emails. Out of the 40 emails, I just got only one job, plus about $70 or $80. People thinking about it, they charge you. They're charging me. I'm thinking about it. I'm going to do repair my this, repair that. And each time you want to do something, they want to charge you. But if I get the job, it's okay to charge me. If I get the job, charge me. You don't get the job, and they charge you. I don't know.
But, okay. Go ahead, please. Yeah. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. So just to make sure that I understood, you don't mind getting charged once you get the job. But if you are not sure about getting the job, you don't want to be charged anything, right?
Of course.
Okay.
My friend,
okay.
If you're gonna go buy a bread, you don't buy the bread, they charge you money. It's not fair. It is fair. It's not fair.
Right.
Without.
I agree. But you are willing to pay as much as suppose the job is $300. Are you willing to pay like $10 for the job, or $15 for the job, for $300 job?
Nah, I probably they go by a percentage. But you're willing to do, because mostly the plumbing is mostly the labor.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to go and open a kitchen snack, do the snack. If I charge $150, I give you $10. I give you $15. It's all profit.
Okay, I understand. But you don't want commission, right? You don't want like some people, like Home Advisor, right? They charge a commission, right? Like 15% of the job. You don't want that.
That one I don't know, and I didn't like the Home Advisor because you know why? I want to open an account. I say, okay, no problem. $300 for a year. I say, well,
right.
For what? And he say, you want to be one of the members. I say, if you want me to be a member of your team, why I'm going to pay you?
Good point.
Yeah, but why I'm going to give you the money, $350? They say, it's almost a dollar a day. I say, no, that's not the way I figure out.
You want to
do work for you, I don't have to pay anything.
Right. It makes good sense.
Basically, I'm right, but and another thing is, if you been an advisor, working for an advisor, and you can everything done by the email, and if you want to talk to somebody, fuck no, nobody answers. Who you going to call and complain? You send the email, nobody answers your email, you screwed up, right or wrong?
Yeah, I agree. They don't have much good support, right, Home Advisor?
Yeah, Yeah. I want to talk to you, and I ask the lady, you take money, a lead, $34 for the water heater. She say, yeah, because it's in the computer. But they didn't call me. She didn't call me. She didn't text me, or she didn't send the phone number. Why I have to give you $35? And then I say, okay, I haven't done the job. You have to give me my money back. And she said, no, we cannot give you money back because we have to put back to the account. No, we have to take it and save it as next time if we give you a lead, it's like a credit, you know?
Yeah, right, right.
And
so,
I said, thank you very much. You can keep my $35. I told her, you just send me the, you got my $35, send me a check. He said, we don't do that. I said, okay, you don't do that. That's when there is something wrong with the fucking company.
Yeah.
And I don't want
to. Yeah.
You know what? You sit down and you don't have, right now I don't have anything, let's say. And then email comes, this customer wants this, this customer wants you right away, you email it. And then all of a sudden you wait, three people like applying for it, and nobody, if you apply, they won't, you don't take the job. It's not good. I don't know. I don't like that company. I don't know why. I don't like it because they try to cheat you.
Yeah, I heard a lot of complaints. There are many people suing Home Advisors. Many people are suing Home Advisors because they try to cheat the professionals. Anyway, we want to avoid all those problems. That's why I appreciate the call with you. We want to know what would be a honest and useful way of giving you leads, and how much are you willing to pay for it? That's the problem is we also have to make money, right? For us, it will cost about $5 to get a lead. So how should we price it? How should we sell it to you? Based on the job, or can we say, okay, it's $10 a lead?
Well, you can. There is some other companies, I believe, they charge about $30 a lead. I don't know. I heard about that. I don't know. But $10 a lead is good. But if you get the lead, it's $10, no problem. Even $20 is no problem. But when in the air, they take the money, that's a problem. Right?
Yeah, I agree. Oh, I agree. In the next, so we have only a few more minutes. I know we are busy, right? You are busy.
Okay.
So one other question I wanted to ask you is whether you would like to help. You would like any help in advertising, or marketing, or website? Like, do you want to advertise for yourself on Google, or on other websites like Facebook? Or Amazon?
To be honest with you, no. You know why?
No.
Because today people, they have the phones with them, and every 5 minutes somebody gonna email you something, or how much is this, how much is that, just asking prices.
Oh, that's a good point.
If somebody wants to do some work, they just call you and say, you know what, I need this work to be done. But people are shopping around for $10, $20, I don't know. I went today and gave an estimate for a big job. It's not a big job. It's a big job. I told them $800. And they turn and say, oh, can you do better? I told them, no, it's already better. It's like Persian style, Jewish style, Armenian style. They you give a price and they try to lower it. You don't want to do that, because if I advertise in Google or I have a website, every 5 minutes somebody gonna email you. They won't let you to work. And plus everybody wants a price. Or what? How much is this? How much is that? How much is this? It's not fair. I don't think it's fair. Because
so, yeah.
you, don't, when you want to do advertise, let's say in a Google or some other website, you have to have a good website. You have to have a lot of employees and a secretary sitting down in the office and answering 24 hours emails. How much is that?
Right.
Plus, you
right.
have to, being a plumber, you have to know how to cheat. If you know how to cheat, you become a successful businessman.
So you're not interested in marketing?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
My name's Rick. I'm with the marketing team. I just had a quick question for you. When you come in the morning, is your day full with appointments, or do you have kind of that day service calls that you go out to? What percentage of your day is kind of already scheduled with service calls?
No,
is your whole day planned out?
I used to do a lot of new construction. From this year on, that's January, I'm doing a service work. But whoever calls me, mostly they know me, or somebody give my word of mouth, they call me, I go do the job. Give the price and do the job. Mostly I go, when they call me, I go and say the price and do the job and take the money and leave. That's the way I do work. Someday,
and so how many...
in the morning, I have a...
Yeah, you go ahead, please.
Sometimes I have a work in the morning, sometimes I don't. Today I have an inspection. I have to go and do the inspection. After the inspection, I have to go somewhere else to do some other work.
Right. So
it's a word of mouth. I don't advertise anywhere.
Okay. And typically you already are full up for or you still have some free time. That's why you are looking for leads. Is that right?
Yeah, I have a lot of free time right now. That's why I'm looking for leads, and I go and do the job. People call me. I did a house about 20, 30 years ago. People call me back, say, come on, I moved. I need something to be done. I go do it, and they pay me.
Okay. And right now, what is the best kind of leads you would like? You know, is it water heaters? Is it draining or clog removal?
Anything. I don't do the drain lines. I don't do the like snake part. But inside the house, I do everything. Inside the house, I don't do main drain lines, but I can do that too. But I don't. I try not to, because you bring somebody else to do the job, and they steal the job from you. They say, next time call me.
Okay. You have 5 more minutes to talk. I have one more question.
I have 5 more minutes because I'm going to the job site. Yes.
Okay. Well, one question is, would you like a model, like a dispatcher model, like we talk to the customer and we find out the requirements, and then we call you as a dispatching service?
What it is, I used to do dispatch centers, and like somebody, and before the cell phone, I had a pager. Usually the phone goes to the phone center, and they take the phones and say, okay, let's say, Grant and some plumbing, how can I help you? And the customer say, oh, I need to do this work. They say, okay, I will call you right back. And all of a sudden, when the message goes over there to them, and they try to give the job another plumbers. The dispatch comes to me, and the job goes to somebody else.
No.
I don't like that yet.
Okay, yeah. No. I meant.
What it is, my phone is hooked up. I go to my truck 8 o'clock in the morning or 7. My phone. When I go home inside my house, I leave my phone inside my car. I don't take them with me. I don't wanna. I don't do 24-hour service.
Yeah. So your family will appreciate that. We are not talking about that kind of dispatch. Let me just explain to you the kind of dispatch. We get all the calls. We talk to the people and find out what their problem is. And then we talk to you and ask you whether you want to go there or not. If you don't want to go there, we don't charge you. If you want to go there, we won't call anybody else.
Okay. That's fair.
That's good.
Your person gotta know lot of pricing and lots of pricing and be knowledgeable of the plumbing.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
If they gonna tell you water closet is how much you charge, and you have to know what's the water closet and you have to guess how much you have to charge. But now I went over there one house and. Water didn't want to drain. I figured out, okay, I have my small snake with me. I can snake it. So I snake it 20 feet, didn't want to open. So I came home. That's why I have a free time. And I grab my medium snake, and I'm going back to the inspection. After the inspection, I'm going to go to the job site. What can I do? I didn't want to. I'm doing right now a service, but for the service, you have to have all the tools and everything with you.
Yeah. So.
It's not a problem. You don't have no problem with dispatch. I don't have no problem. We can do dispatch.
Yeah, but you're right. We need to be knowledgeable. Right. And to be give estimates and so on. Right. But the most important thing I got from you is that you don't want to be charged for a lead and not get the job.
Of course.
Right. I know.
My friend, if every day I get 10 calls and they charge me $80, I'm not making $80 from them. Why I'm going to pay $80? I give only the customer. No, the customer say he's interested. There you go, $10. Oh, he's interested. He's going to do next month. What the fuck, you know?
Right.
The plumbing business is like right now, if I do it, there is a job today, you got to do it today. Because tomorrow, today, if you don't do it, somebody else will go do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean, yeah. Because it's something urgent most of the time, plumbing jobs.
Yeah,
people want to get that.
Most of the time, yes.
Yeah, right. Well, we really, really appreciate you talking to us, and we will keep you informed without calling you 10 times a day on how we are doing with our application. Okay? And we want to make it really useful to plumbers, not rip them off.
Okay.
You know? How can we send you the gift card or cash? How can we do that?
How send what?
To send you the money. Or would you like the cash or would you like the gift card?
You can send me a check.
Okay, we'll send you a check. And can I have the address then?
Okay, 6517.
6517. Yeah.
Teasdale, TEESDALE, Avenue in North Hollywood, California, 91606.
And your name that I should write on the check, what is that?
It's a Grant, G-R-A-N-T, S-O-N, Plumbing.
Thank you very much and have a wonderful day today.
Okay, thank you, same time, and each time you need some more help, just don't hesitate. Tell your guy to give me a call. I will be talking to you and whoever you want. All right?
We really, really appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Leaving the meeting.
I'm here.
Yeah, they go.
Leaving the meeting.
Gopi.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Wow, that didn't seem like that would. That was really 30 minutes.
Yeah.
No, but that guy was awesome, though. That was, honestly, waiting for all these people, I think that was the most honest call I've had so far, you know? And he gave a lot of very useful information.
He was definitely talkative.
Yeah, right? That was entertaining right there. I'll have to go back and listen to that.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that was hilarious, man. I had to hold it in, like, that was hilarious. All right, man, cool. So I'm sure Gopi's probably going to think about some stuff, but, yeah, you should, guess we'll all talk when you get here.
Yep.
Yeah, he just texted me as well. Yeah, so go ahead. All right.
All right, bye.
Cool. All right, bye.